Talk Live. We launch into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, going right into your phone calls. By the way, don't forget to join us at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. And coming up, by the way, a disturbing story right out of a school that could be near you about what happened to a young 13-year-old girl when school officials thought she was hiding some drugs. We'll first go to your calls, though. Talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Hello. Good thing I'm dedicated. 42 minutes.
Was it 42 minutes you waited?
What?
Yeah, so what I was going to talk about was relevant 45 minutes ago. But anyway...
Wait a minute. I got the news that you were on hold at 8:58, Lee. You said you've been on hold 42 minutes?
Well, that's what my phone said.
He's not making it up.
I'll tell you.
Well, the board out dropped the ball on that one. My apologies for
43:22 right now, but it, right. That's irrelevant.
What's on your mind?
You guys hit a good point. I want to touch on two things. Drinking, driving type mothers. The mad mothers.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is how I handle drinking and driving with my son and his friends.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about it, please.
Okay. Well, first let me just sidetrack Jeremy. He sounded the same way at 10:30 this morning. Good news is we know he rides a bike because he was telling us that was his call, that's how he fights the big oil companies.
Excellent.
Number two, we know he isn't sitting in a bar. So he may be on the road, but he isn't in a car, so...
Good to know.
Life is good. But mothers of mad drivers, or against drunk drivers,
mm-hmm.
I heard this on the radio years ago, that they were making a big push for Montana because we had, like, unlimited speed limits.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you could drive with an open container in Montana at the time.
There you go. Good reason to move back here, I thought. But
right.
Anyway.
And I don't see any reason why you can't drive with an open container. If you're so dangerous at .08, what difference does it make whether you have an open beer can in your hand as long as you're not over .08?
Well, the point is they're going to figure it out one way or another, so that was just a bogus thing. But
yep.
It was to get the guys coming off of their boats or fishing, you know, and say, oh, my gosh, you know. But I've had six calls in the last year as a business owner of the mad mothers. Now, they messed the speed limit up. They want me as a business owner to sponsor their campaign and pay their people to call people like me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, see, I have a real problem with that because, first of all, I think that's an infraction. You're right. Oh, no, and they tell me to spiel. I finally just gave up, and I said, you know what? I'm a member of DAM. They go, DAM? I said, yeah, DAM has a real conflict of interest with MAD.
And what does DAM stand for?
What does DAM stand for? Good, that's what they say. I said, that stands for Drunks Against Mad Mothers.
I think after three times
they'd figure that out, that I, you know, take me off your hot list. But that's, you know, it never has. They keep calling. So they have been able to influence the whole state of Montana without that many people, which should lead us to the libertarian view of if mad mothers, or just can't be that many mad mothers out there, influencing the whole country to change their speed limits, to change their drink driving laws, so on and so forth. They, you know, if they can do it, we should be able to do something constructive in the way of liberty.
But it's a lot easier to influence the government to be more controlling than it is to influence them to be less controlling.
It sure seems that way.
That was my next point. The valid point is they got it figured out. And you just put your finger on it, and that's the point we need to concentrate on. The other one, the thing I wanted to touch on real quickly was my son was one of them skateboard hooligans, my
yeah.
youngest boy. And came home one night about 10, and he still doesn't drink to this day, but his buddies did.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, and, you know, they're a year or two older. Some of them drove. I said, hey, he ain't driving with Mason. He's about three sheets to the wind. One time we took a... My wife drove Mason's car. I drove him home. We parked his car in the driveway and let him stumble in the house.
That was one of your son's friends?
One of my son's friends. And, mm-hmm. You know, you talk to your parents about it, but you're not driving home. So I came up with a deal. I had a pretty neat 4,000-square-foot house with 2,000-square-foot of basement as a fun room.
Wow.
You know, like 8 pinball machines, a pool table. And it had a
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm. It had a full bar. It had a soda fountain. The guy built it. It was a commercial refrigeration guy. So, you know, we had soda fountains the whole bit.
Wow.
You can drink down there. But if you're going to drink, you get to stay in one of the spare rooms. Nobody drives.
So what are the parents?
Keys in my hand as you come in the door. Are you drinking or are you drinking pop? And my son, being the non-drinker, he, of course, he had his dad as a skeleton to look at, so, you know, he was a non-drinker. He says, he kept track of his buddies. No, you ain't going anywhere. My dad's rules, my dad's house. This is it. And I said, you know, it's a lot better at 19 or 20, or even, you know, there's 16-year-old kids, and I kind of told them they had to go. But anyway, you know, his 19, 20-year-old buddies that were his age, you can drink here. You're just not driving anywhere because you're better off than we were as kids driving around the roads in the back roads.
I think it's an awesome idea, Lee. Now, Mark, you had a question.
What about the parents of these kids? Do you get,
small town, coincidentally, I had pretty much chatted with all the parents ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. So everybody was on board with this. It wasn't like you were behind their backs?
No. They knew that, I shouldn't use the word sanctuary, but,
it's a safe place.
It was a safe place.
Right. If you don't offer that, then they wait until somebody's parents go out of town. They throw a party and
destroy the house.
The cops come in and they arrest everybody. And so you've given them a safe option to do what they're going to do anyway. And I think it's a brilliant idea, Lee. And thank you for calling.
And you've got some serious minors there. That's always the problem.
Thank you for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I absolutely think that's totally a great idea.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I mean, it really takes reality into account as a parent. Just get a clue. Your kids, odds are good they're going to drink.
They're a-drinking.
Yeah.
You can be sure of it.
So you either provide them with a safe method to do it, or you leave it up to them to figure out how to get away with
it. Right, and they're not going to be as good at it as you are, just so you know.
1-800-259-9231. This country definitely needs to reduce the drinking age, if not eliminate it entirely. I think that would be the best option because then parents and families would really have the freedom to educate the way they want to.
I know that sounds radical to some people out there. Eliminate the drinking age, but it's really not. Think about all the places in the world that don't have a drinking age at all. Ireland, you can go, if you've got what it takes to walk up to the bar and order a beer, you can do so. Now, it's up to the bartender to decide whether or not he wants to serve you, but there isn't any rule. In Europe, they give wine to their kids at dinner time. They teach them how to consume alcohol.
Yep.
And, you know, the incidents that go on with alcohol, all the terrible things that happen to kids, it's because of our laws, the way that we structure this,
right.
The stupid temperance movement that's still lasting and lasting.
It's amazing. And really, all you have to do is look at prohibition and how it works. It doesn't. It always results in the opposite of its intentions. Whether you're having a war on drugs or a war on alcohol or a war on teenage drinking, it usually, every case, it historically, has resulted in more of the behavior you're looking to stop. So if you want kids to stop drinking or to cut back or drink more responsibly, you should make it legal for them. Same thing with sex. You talk about Europe, Mark. They've got a more open sexual attitude over there than we do here in America.
Yep.
Here in America, kids are taught by government schools to not have sex.
No.
Say no to sex until you're married. And what do we have as a result? The highest teen pregnancy rate in all of the developed countries of the world. Europe's not even close. So even though Europe is more sexually open and they talk about sex and it's more of a sex-friendly culture, despite all of that, there's less teen pregnancies there. Why do you think that is?
And absolutely, parents should be talking. You know, it brings the topic up, having it on the television and that kind of thing. The parents have an opportunity to talk to their kids about it, and it's an important thing to talk to your kids about.
It's not taboo there.
I said that 90% of Americans drink in a given year. I'll bet you it's even higher have sex. Your kid's going to have sex. Your little girl, sweet little girl, she's going to do it. You need to talk to her about it.
1-800-259-9231, because if you leave it in the hands of the government schools, you're going to get disappointment.
Don't leave it in the hands of some pimply-faced teenage boy to talk to your little girl about sex.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 1-800...
He's got evil intent on his mind.
259-9231. You can bring up anything. Chris and Kalispell, your calls as well about anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, the toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, Sickles CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Chris dropped off the line, so we go back here into the show prep, and we talk about we were talking about schools earlier, so we'll continue discussing government schools and how they just keep getting more and more onerous in how they violate people's rights, specifically the students.
Safford Middle School. This according to the Eastern Arizona Courier. Safford Middle School officials did not violate the rights of a 13-year-old Safford girl when they forced her to disrobe and expose her breasts and her pubic area about 4 years ago while looking for a drug, according to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Now teachers can strip your kid?
Well, I'm sure administrators can strip the kid, but in this case,
how come not teachers?
I don't know.
Why are administrators more qualified than a teacher to strip your kid?
Maybe teachers can do it. All I'm saying is it's apparently okay, at least according to the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals. The justices voted 2-1 in favor of the Safford District School District on September 21st of last year. The decision upheld a federal district court summary judgment that Safford Middle School vice principal Carrie Wilson, school nurse Peggy Schwalier, and administrative assistant Helen Romero did not violate the girl's Fourth Amendment rights in 2003 when they subjected her to a strip search in an effort to find what drug?
Marijuana.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen?
An anti-inflammatory drug sold over the counter and in prescription strengths. That's aspirin, by the way.
Well, I mean, it's not aspirin, but it's the equivalent.
Similar.
It's Advil.
Okay, acetaminophen's aspirin, right?
No.
Aspirin's aspirin.
Aspirin is aspirin. Acetaminophen is Tylenol.
These are all similar products.
Ibuprofen is... Well, they are and they aren't. I mean, they're pain relievers. Ibuprofen's an anti-inflammatory. Aspirin is a blood thinner. So, no, they're not the same.
All right. Shows what I know about drugs. Yeah. Wilson asked Romero and Schwalier to conduct a search in their office. The door was locked, and Wilson didn't participate in the search. The Safford School District has since adopted a policy that states disrobing of a student is overly intrusive for purposes of most student searches and is improper without express concurrence from the school district council.
So it's okay. So the school district has come to their senses on this, but apparently the court system has not.
Well, again, the school district is their policy says it's overly intrusive for most student searches. So that means that there's still a chance that they could engage in this practice should they decide that it was necessary. This girl's mother filed a federal lawsuit against the district and middle school officials because they forced her daughter to strip down to her underwear, then remove her bra and panties in such a way, move her bra and panties in such a way that her breasts and pubic area were exposed. The mother also asserts that she was not notified of the impending search.
Can you believe that? They can strip your kid and they don't have to tell you.
Nope. In the opinion written by the judge, based on the information available to them, the defendants had reasonable grounds for suspecting that the search of the girl's person would turn up evidence that she had violated or was violating either the law or the rules of the school.
Any chance that she actually did have ibuprofen?
I believe they did not find anything, as a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
Clifton wrote that Wilson and the others had reasonable grounds for believing the girl had ibuprofen based on conversations with two other students.
But ibuprofen? Why?
It's
Who cares?
Against the rules, Mark. You can't have drugs in school.
Why is ibuprofen against the rules?
It's against the rules.
What if your kid needs, I don't know.
Then you have to ask permission. Then you have to go to the mommy school nurse and tell school nursey that your daughter has to take ibuprofen today and get their approval before it will be allowed for her to carry it on her person. In fact, in many cases, they require that the school nurse hold on to the ibuprofen and require your kid go and retrieve it at the time it's necessary for them to take it.
It's nuts. It's nuts. The other public school is nuts. It's full of a bunch of insane people.
And they also encourage people to snitch on their friends or snitch on their other students, and that's what happened here. Two other girls in the school said the girl possessed the ibuprofen and had distributed the drug to others.
Oh, I wonder
the court
if they
report.
Had any kind of vendetta against her.
You don't think, huh? You don't think girls would ever do that to one another, would they?
I think that any kid could do that.
Of course they would. People in government schools, they click off, they have their little friends, and their friends have their enemies, and, if that's all it takes to get one of your enemies strip searched is to just say, hey, I heard that Sandra has some drugs she's hiding, and then have another one of your friends say the same thing.
And that's reasonable? That's probable cause?
That's what the court
said. That's reasonable?
The court said that was reasonable grounds for suspecting the girl and searching her. There was one judge who did dissent in that particular case, but two of them voted in favor of it. The superintendent said school officials don't see the appellate court's ruling as giving them the okay to strip search students when they suspect possession.
I do.
Well, it does give them the okay. So he's trying to play politics here and act as though, oh, well, we thought this was a little over the line. Of course, no one's being disciplined. No one in the school is being punished in any way, shape, or form for doing this. And so they talk about how the school district policy says school officials have the right to search and seize property, including school property temporarily assigned to students, when there's reason to believe that some material or matter detrimental to health, safety, and welfare of the students exists. Disrobing of a student is overly intrusive for most purposes and is improper without express concurrence from the school district council.
You know, and then they have the California ruling that we just read that says that you have to send your kid to
a government school
or a government approved school, and then they say the government administrators have the right to strip your kid. Do you understand that that means the government can strip your kid?
What happens when one of the government people is a perv and decides that he wants to single out a few students to have a look-see at what they might be possessing in their person?
I don't know about this particular instance. It doesn't seem like something like that could necessarily happen.
Probably not. There were three people there, but still, just saying, what happens then? Anyway, so they go for the rest of the school policy. But in addition to that story, I also have a letter the girl herself wrote to the newspaper.
Hmm.
So here's her story from her perspective. And this, by the way, happened back in 2003. The court decision came down late last year. So she's now 17 when she was writing this.
Okay.
13 when the violation happened, 17 when she wrote this. To the editor. I am the girl whose story you published as court rules strip search, not violation of rights. Let me first of all say I'm not angry the article was published. I am, however, offended by the way the article makes it seem as though I were some kind of troublemaker. When I was in middle school, I was a very shy and awkward kid, but I almost always made the honor roll and never had been in detention. I'm not going to go into detail about what was said and done leading up to my traumatic experience, because that would only complicate what I'm trying to accomplish with this letter. First, I can understand how the school would want to keep the students safe by keeping drugs out, but to me, just because two students say it doesn't mean it's true. That does not count as reasonable grounds for a strip search, in my mind. Second, even if a school has a real reasonable grounds and thought it best to search the student's person, then it should at least call in the mother or the police to do it. I don't think the police are necessarily a better option.
I think the police are a better option than school administrators, sure.
Either way, you could be dealing with pervs. But nonetheless, the school did not give me that luxury. Instead, the vice principal instructed me to follow the nurse and secretary into the nurse's office. Once there, the nurse and secretary had me undress in front of them. While I was staring at the floor, embarrassed and ashamed, they were searching every seam, every crease, and even a hole in my shoe. We'll continue her story here in moments. Take your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Yeah, government schools, we really need them around, don't we? This is great. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners, over 325,000 posts for you to surf around through, all totally free for you, bbs.freetalklive.com. We're reading a letter to the editor from a 17-year-old girl who, at the time she was violated by school bureaucrats, was 13. They called her into the nurse's office because two of the students at the school had said she was hiding ibuprofen. And so they called this little girl in and they forced her to strip down. And the Supreme Court backed him up.
It's hard for me to imagine.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, not the Supreme Court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals backed him up. And they said that this was okay for them to strip this girl down to where the school officials were able to see her in all her nakedness and search every nook and cranny in her clothing for these drugs that were simply alleged. It was just simply an allegation that she had drugs. Ibuprofen! Let me continue her story. This is from her perspective. She says, once there, the nurse and secretary had me undress in front of them. While I was staring at the floor, embarrassed and ashamed, they were searching every seam, every crease, even a hole in my shoe. You already published the most humiliating part, so for my own sake, I won't repeat that. After I was allowed to put my clothes back on, I was made to sit in a chair in the office for more than 2 hours. I kept asking them when I could call my mom, or even just get out of there so I wouldn't have to look at either of those two women in the eyes. Nobody would tell me anything. That day I had an essay due, so when they finally let me go, I called my mom to let her know I'd be a little late so she would have to pick me up from school because I couldn't make the bus. I wanted badly to tell her what had just happened, but I looked up to find the secretary looking at me as if daring me to say something.
Jeez, she sounds like a rape victim.
Shameful. I said nothing. When my mom... Well, she was violated, Mark.
Yeah, she sounds like one. That's what I'm saying.
When my mom pulled up to get me, I was still in the library, so she learned from one of my friends what had happened. Some people have asked me, why did you let them do that to you? And it has been eating at me for years. I was in counseling for a while, but it didn't help. I kept blaming myself. If only I had refused, what would have happened? I didn't know I could refuse. I thought they were allowed to do it.
I was only 13, and I'd never been in trouble for anything.
Apparently, they are allowed to do it.
Well, and that's it figures that a young person would think that. They've been taught all their lives that these are the authorities, and you must do as they say.
Somebody wrote in here an email during the break and said that every year they got stripped by the, you know, apparently the school nurse to do physicals.
Wow.
Never happened to me in the school.
I
think they had to take our shirts off to do scoliosis, but that was it.
Yeah, I remember that. They would lift the shirt up on the backside in that case. Anyway, she says, I thought they were allowed to do it, never been in trouble for anything before, and I thought that if I refused, they would think I did have drugs and I would be in even worse trouble. So let me just end by asking one question. How would you feel? How would you feel if you were one day called into the office of your school or workplace, put into a room with two people you see every weekday, and told to remove your clothes and show your body to them? Or even as a parent, how would you feel if you showed up one day to pick up your daughter or son, who'd never been in any kind of trouble from school, and one of his friends told you that your child was instructed to expose himself or herself to the school officials because two other students claimed your child had brought ibuprofen to school?
That's the craziest part of this. You know, confidential informants are bad enough out there on the streets, but in high school, that's such a cesspool of, bickering and pettiness that they would take one student's word over another student's. They get a couple of students together, and that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. She says, these people may not have physically harmed me, but I feel violated and hurt just the same, and I don't believe they should have the right to walk around unaffected knowing they got away with it.
What if they had claimed that this girl had lewdly exposed herself to them in the bathroom? Just based on their word, is that good enough to charge her with a felony?
Great questions, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Just so you know what's going on in the government schools these days. All of this, strip searching your kids, according to the courts, it's A-OK. Should ask yourself, why are your kids still in government school with all the things you've learned if you've been listening to this show and the other stories you might have heard outside of this show? Why? Are you just waiting for something awful to happen to your kids, hoping that it won't? Let's go to the phones. Talk to number 10 in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, number 10.
Good evening, gentlemen. I understand that Mark is hiding some ibuprofen under his shirt.
Yes, I am.
Hey, real quick, while we're on the subject of government and younger people, there was a law that you mentioned they were in the process of pushing through, and I know there's no way we can possibly know if it happened, but it was aiming to forbid 3D renders of teenage and younger people.
I don't know if that was a law as much as it was they were just looking to redefine it. Maybe they would have to pass a law to do that, but as I understood it, that was a federal thing, and they were definitely moving in that direction. And I'm with you. I've not heard an update on that situation, but it wouldn't surprise me if we went there.
I don't think we'd ever find anything out, even if it did. But I figure you're better connected than I. The thing I wanted to check in with you gentlemen about. As we know, we've heard the incident where John McCain isn't technically eligible to become president because he's Panamanian. But I know there's a bit of argument back and forth as to there being no constitutional precedent to really say, you know, one way or another, since all of our presidents so far have been American-born.
Right. Some say that because it was an American military installation, that therefore he is qualified, and others say he is not.
My point here, and I love your ideas on this, since he was born on an American military base, first off, according to the Constitution, how long are we supposed to have a standing military?
No more than 2 years.
All right. And how many bases in foreign countries are we allowed during that time?
Well, the Constitution isn't specific on that, but if you want my opinion, none.
Presumably none.
Okay. And what I was basically just trying to put down the line of, there's no way the founding fathers could have possibly intended that this particular set of circumstances to arise, because there's no provision in the Constitution whatsoever for it to even be a possibility.
But what you might find, though, is that the military probably re-ups its two-year thing, so it's supposed to undo itself after 2 years, but they probably keep reinitiating it for another 2 years.
I think he makes a valid point there. There's no way the founding fathers ever imagined that we would have 700 military bases in foreign countries.
Yes, but I doubt you'll persuade the Supreme Court of that.
But the Supreme Court sucks.
The Constitution is just a God-bleep piece of paper, after all. Yeah. But thanks for your insight, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Great call, number 10. Thank you.
Now, what about a scenario where you have, for instance, I went to a Christian school, as you know, with a young guy named Steve who was in my class, and he was the child of two missionaries, and I believe he was born somewhere in Africa.
Okay.
I believe it began with a Z.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, well, there's several.
Zambia.
Right, one of those.
Okay.
But you've narrowed the scope now, Ian. Good job. I don't know, and I couldn't tell you for sure.
All right.
Anyway, now the terminology is natural born citizen. Now he is naturally born a citizen of the United States. He is born a citizen. He wasn't born on American turf, and he wasn't born in a military base, which some people could say, well, that is in fact a piece of American soil. You know, so I don't know. They told him in school, you're not allowed to be president, but I'm not sure that that's even the case in that scenario. The thing is, the Founding Fathers weren't very specific when it came to this, particular arena. And, you know, if our presidents haven't become such tyrants, such czars in their own time, able to do whatever, wield all kinds of unconstitutional power, it wouldn't really matter. You know, if you're talking about a president on the scale of Zachary Taylor, who cares? But now they're kings.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd love to see him get disqualified as a result of that. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I don't know what the process
is.
Why
there. Would you want to see him disqualified, Ian?
McCain?
Yeah.
So Ron Paul would be the nominee.
Oh, I see.
Wouldn't you like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I would. But you see, I was thinking that I had you cornered there, that you were perhaps preferring the Democrat candidate for some reason.
Are you kidding me? No way I'd vote for any of those cats. Ron Paul is a Libertarian candidate, and that's it. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. John in New York, also someone on the amp line, will talk to you about whatever you want. Take control of the airways. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heaitonline.com. That's HEAITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments toll-free.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in you getting a great deal on the product you're looking for in over 41 categories to choose from, including used items. So not only will it result on you getting what you want, but it'll also result in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of the sale. Same great prices, it's just that when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Amazon sends us a percentage for sending them the sale.
We get a little spiff.
Yeah, so enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, really enjoy your show.
What's on your mind?
I got home from work today, and my roommate, he pulled up this video for me on YouTube, and it was it was probably about a 25-second video from MTV, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And what it did was it showed this scenario of, you know, a family in their house, a suburban family, and they're sitting down eating dinner, and the father's, you know, doing something, and they're all having a pleasant time, and then all of a sudden, bang, 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 you get a knock on the door, and all these cops come in and start the family members out. And then they start throwing them in the back of this pickup truck, or a big flatbed truck. And then all of a sudden it flashes to a photo from Nazi Germany. They were throwing all these dissidents, well, you know, all the Jews into the and dissidents into the back of these trucks.
Right.
And it said the Holocaust happened to people just like us. And then it said MTV Think. And I saw that and I said, whoa, this is on MTV?
That's unusual. MTV is normally very pro-statist, pro-government.
Yes, exactly. So, and then I went back on YouTube to look for it, and it was taken down. It was only up for about 24 hours.
I saw it today, too.
If any of your listeners heard, seen it, or if you guys...
You were watching MTV today, Mark?
No, I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, I see.
Saw it, too. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it on YouTube, and they pulled it off of YouTube?
Yes.
Huh.
They could be a copyright issue, but, you know, think about it. It speaks differently to different people, and it could very well just be, what is the Anti-Defamation League? Is that the name of the Jewish organization? They could be just putting out a video like that to say, watch out, the Holocaust could happen to us again. And when it really comes to the Anti-Defamation League, they could really give a damn about the rest of us. It's just about Jews for them. And it's like, watch out. They could come after the Jews again.
But this was an MTV promo.
It was something like
right?
that. I mean, well, Ian, you don't know
what
it was.
Yeah, it was
a
campaign for, like, their Think campaign, which is to get people, you know, to break the apathy among the young.
Right, because he said the logo, the MTV logo, was
included. It was there. But yep. Ian, how do you and I know how the interworkings of MTV go? You don't think that any
definition? It was just interesting paradox to see MTV putting that out. And I was saying, is it this obvious now? And if it is, what does that mean? What's the reaction to that action? Because, you know Newton's second law.
No, so, I don't. I don't remember.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. I saw that and I said, huh. How are people going to respond to this, and what do people in this quote unquote patriot movement think of this?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I wonder how the MTV viewers responded. I mean, what percentage of the viewers saw that and said, "Oh, come on, that can't happen here. This is America."
You know, that's what people think. They think that there's no way that it could happen here, that our country is good and just and fair, and our bureaucrats would never hurt anyone. And I don't think you're going to see anything, something like the Holocaust happen here to Jews.
No, it'll be drug dealers and immigrants and terrorists.
Right, likely to be, people of Arab descent.
Dissenters, sure.
Likely to be illegal immigrants, those
war
kind of
protesters,
people.
Dissenters. People talking about freedom and liberty.
Oh, and one more thing. As far as this vaccination campaign's going across the country, I work for the New York State Assembly, and I was watching a piece of legislature that's going through pretty soon. And we received a lot of letters for one of our representatives in the district in New York City regarding vaccines and regarding all the facts we already know about them, autism and how they're forcing them and using color of law. And so I forced that one on through to the representative's desk because most of them, they just get blanket responses and the interns write responses. And I had to see what it looked like on the inside, and now seeing that this piece of legislation is coming through and people are really reacting. So there is an outcry going on.
So you said you worked for the state assembly?
Yes.
What is that?
That is where all the districts in New York, you have different representatives. For example, the district I'm in is in one of the five boroughs in New York. I'm not going to name it specifically because we'll tell who the representative I work for is. But, so they're state representatives.
So you're one of the office staff, basically?
The legislative building. Yep.
You're one of the office. You're one of those guys that sends out the form letters.
Yes.
Do you have any other behind-the-scenes stories you can tell us?
I've only been doing it for a year now, and I figured the best way to get to know your enemy is to get on the inside.
Yeah, sure.
And I was really hoping that some of my assumptions would be broken, but they were only validated by the bureaucracy that's there.
So what were some of those assumptions?
That they never read any of the legislature that comes through. They vote on collective opinion, and so they'll see what the other representatives are doing and the other Democrats, and they really adhere to that dichotomous polarity. They play into that. So it's like George Carlin's little spoof. It is a facade.
What kind of money do you make at this?
Not much right now. I just came from an intern to just out of college to work in there. So
had you always found an interest in this?
No, I was actually a pilot before for the past 6 years.
Wow.
So it wasn't until I started waking up to what was going on around me that I said, what am I doing? I need to do something to try to change this. And so I do a lot of protesting, and, we have our 9/11 truth group here. And
so if they found out that you were a protester, what would they think?
They don't know that.
Right. So if they found out, what would they think?
I don't really care. I don't know. I think we're not supposed to have a public opinion, but it's
so unfair and weird, that they would expect a person who works there not to have an opinion.
Adheres to theirs.
Right, yeah. But you've got to expect that opinions that people have affect their work. It's really the problem is that we have so many damn government jobs.
Yeah.
So this is more of an experimental kind of a job. Are you planning on continuing with it?
Oh yeah, this is just because I never finished college and I decided to finish and I had this opportunity and I said, you know what? Why not? So I stuck with it, but I'm going to finish it out this year and then probably move on, probably go back into flying or start bunkering down, actually.
Right on, man. Oh. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you, dude. And thank you for
the
story.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yes, sir. Let us know if anything else happens on the inside there. Belly the Beast in New York, working for one of the representatives there. 800-259-9231. We go to Mac in Georgia. Mac, another man on the inside of the system. Hello there.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind tonight?
Was following the Ron Paul. Actually, I'm following all the nominations for the presidency, and especially the Republicans. Trying to remember what I was about to say. Oh, they were saying that it was over, and I'm like, wait a minute, Ron Paul says he's still running. I'm like, huh?
Oh yeah, all over the media they're saying that McCain has clinched the nomination.
It's a foregone conclusion. They don't even mention his name.
Right.
Yeah, they count Ron Paul off, but he's dead. I'm like.
Well,
I
don't know a lot about the process, Mac, but from what I understand, there is this delegate thing that they have to get a bunch of delegates, and so McCain is going to have a whole bunch of delegates come the convention.
Ron Paul's been getting delegates sneakily, too.
But he's still in the, I mean, he's still in the running, and if something drastic happens to John McCain, then I guess theoretically Romney could come back in because he only suspended his campaign. But Ron Paul, as far as I'm concerned, is still a contender. He's still got money in the bank. And I don't know what their strategy is. I don't know what their plan is. But you can better believe we're paying close attention.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm not too open to 100 years in the race.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's an awful idea. Of course, McCain doesn't have a chance of winning should he get the nomination. But that, you know, nonetheless.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for missing me on the podcast. Now, well, I'm going to be a guest speaker.
Wait a minute, what? I mentioned you on the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I was looking for the podcast last night. See, Military Mac.
Oh, right, on the description. Yes, I mentioned you in the description, Military Mac. Exactly. Hey, dude, thanks for the call tonight. We always appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us then. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.